reading from Joshua chapter 1. So Joshua ordered the officers of the people, "Go through the camp and tell the people, 'Get your supplies ready. 3 days from now you will cross the Jordan here to go in and take possession of the land the Lord your God is giving you for your own.' But to the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, Joshua said, 'Remember the command that Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you. The Lord your God is giving you rest and has granted you this land. Your wives, your children, and your livestock may stay in the land that Moses gave you east of the Jordan, but all your fighting men, fully armed, must cross over ahead of your brothers. You are to help your brothers until the Lord gives them rest as he has done for you, and until they too have taken possession of the land that the Lord your God is giving them. After that, you may go back and occupy your own land, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you east of the Jordan toward the sunrise.' Then they answered Joshua, 'Whatever you have commanded us, we will do, and wherever you send us, we will go. Just as we fully obeyed Moses, so we will obey you. Only may the Lord your God be with you as he was with Moses. Whoever rebels against your word and does not obey your words, whatever you may command them, will be put to death. Only be strong and courageous.'" The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Joshua, son of Nun, followed Moses as leader of the Lord's people. Joshua had been filled with the spirit of wisdom because Moses had laid his hands on him, as it is recorded in Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 9. The Lord promised Joshua that he would be with him in the verses just prior to those read from Joshua chapter 1. It is God's gracious presence with Joshua and his gifts to Joshua that made Joshua the great leader that he was. Joshua focused on God's presence and his gifts as he began to lead the people with this order that was just read. He tells the people to go and take the land, and tells the Reubenites, Gadites, and half-tribe of Manasseh to also go, even though they have already received their land. And as Joshua gives them this order, he does not just tell them what to do. He puts everything in the right perspective. He calls things what they actually are. And he makes clear what is actually happening. He says again and again, "The Lord your God is giving. The Lord your God is giving." He calls the land the Lord your God is giving you. The Lord your God is giving you rest. The people of Israel then could have the utmost confidence in Joshua as their leader because of his focus on the presence of God and the gifts of God, that the Lord is with them, that the Lord is giving. And so Joshua led the people across the Jordan and into the Promised Land. He was a great and mighty leader because the Lord was with him and because the Lord gave. Jesus is the greater Joshua. Their names are really the same name and focus on the gift of salvation, that he saves his people. Jesus is the presence of God among his people to save. Jesus is the gift of God. He is the light of the world, the water of life, the bread of life. He is the good shepherd. He is the one thing needful. He is the greater Joshua. Jesus gave himself for us on the cross and gives himself to us in word and sacrament so that we might enter into the heavenly promised land and inherit the rest that the Lord our God is giving. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, give to us faithful leaders like Joshua who acknowledge your presence and your gifts. Grant your church faithful pastors who deliver your Son to your people, so that they might enter into the eternal life that you have prepared for them. In Jesus' name, amen.